Chino baby and one Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. I said I'm running, but I took my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Hello, hello, hello. Nope.
out of the room, I think.
Nonsense! There is no greater aphrodisiac than the hot tub.
Yes.
It's hot tub, not hot tub.
You say hot tub, I say hot tub, no matter. Dave, I must assure you that beneath the surface of these waters, a virtual ant farm of activities takes place.
Welcome to Meta World Monday. You're joined here by the usual crew. We got Ricky in the mix and the rest of them. Is this working? Can you use your mic?
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Anywho, if you can hear me out there, we've got a great show in store for you today. Ricky, let them know, what do you got this morning? Facts of the day, what have you?
Yeah, today we got a couple of bars on deck for Pete. We got a lot of facts coming your way, and a freestyle for Mina.
Mina, first time studio member. Mina, why don't you introduce yourself into the mic there?
Hello, people, I'm Mina.
Well, listen,
glad to be with you guys.
This is a very welcoming environment. We pride ourselves on that. We'll start ourselves off with a few tunes just to get warmed up, and then we'll get into the freestyle battles, that sort of thing, and just kind of go from there. What do we got for music, Mina? I'm just gonna ignore all your requests. Hello, and we're back. Welcome, finally, to Meta World Monday. Flashbacks of our very first show, when we came in here, just a couple of young lads, no clue which way's up.
Still are a couple of young lads. A
couple of young lads, just got back from the best weekend of my life. The greatest weekend of my life. As long as I'm included. Do not leave me out. unbelievable weekend again. Keep the hits coming. Me and a couple of lads went out. And what were we talking about? Oh, I haven't introduced everyone yet. Okay, so let's get to that first. Allie Mintz. You may remember her as the girl with a lifetime ban from this show, doing the impossible and making it on. Honestly, so you probably, like, you know that, you guys feel that deep void right now in your lives. There's a big pit out there sucking in gravity and energy. That's because I wasn't here last week. I sent hospital, and shout out to Cambridge Health Alliance. There's an apt metaphor for what happened. It's 1990, whatever. Game 6, flu game, Michael Jordan, exact scenario with me, except instead of playing the game, I went to the hospital instead, and they gave me antibiotics. And I'm fine-ish, you know, got a big bump on my head like a loser. But you know what? That's why I'm on the radio.
Pete, theories on what happens to the United States of America if Michael Jordan does not send Game 6?
If I recall, Reclek-Klek, we have three theories. Global warming,
Ice Age.
Ice Age, on account of Bill Nye never gets the word out, too upset about Jordan losing. What was the other one?
Well, we had the theory that he sends hospital and then sends Game 6.
Okay.
And then, what was our last one?
Something about...
Oh, nuclear bombs.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was the linkage?
Jordan doesn't send Game 6, does not become the GOAT.
Okay, and then...
Then, therefore, there is an extreme chain of events leading to a horrible president.
Speaking of extreme... chains of events. Allie Mintz was almost lifted up by a predator, like a predator bird of prey, if you will. There was
four
swarming eagle hawks or whatever, you know, hawks or falcons went, and Allie is about...
Probably a falcon. Probably a large falcon.
Well, yeah. 2 weeks ago, we read a fact that said a bald eagle can pick up a baby deer and fly away with it. And I'd say Allie is the exact size and shape of a baby deer. Obviously, I'm really emotional. This is the last show. Applause, please. Everyone start clapping. Thank you. There's a lot of people in here.
My leg.
Okay, crap, I just hit my head on the mic. Listen, guys, I'm out of sorts because I couldn't work the mics this morning like a coward. All my friends are here, and it's embarrassing when, you know, you hype the show up, you put out a post on Facebook.
We love you, Peter.
Thank you. More applause. This show is just going to be a glorified pat on the back for an hour. Just get my ego up as high as possible. I'm going to play a lighthearted song. It's called Comeback Kid because that's what I feel like I am right now. This show is sponsored by Cambridge Health Alliance. Really great people there. I've been there twice in the last week. And it's embarrassing because, like, I'm completely fine. Like, probably like 2 G's dropped on unnecessary emergency room visits, but, you know, better safe than sorry, as they say. CHA, thank you. Dunkin' Donuts, thank you, even though your line was
CHP,
really long.
CHP, thank you. California Highway Patrol.
Okay. That's, a little liter of cola. All right, so here's a song. It's fun. Summer into spring. That was our theme last week. We'll come back to you with a theme for this week.
Maybe things get bad before they get worse. I don't wanna become someone who can't live up to what I already done. Don't keep it just to figure it out. Well, it rains and pours and then it runs out. I was crying on the bathroom floor, and just when I thought I could take no more, well, here comes the comeback. The kid is back, he's back on track. My hero, he's the underdog, he's coming out on top. And
Tiff's checking in at the scorer's table. Tiff, why don't you tell us about your day today?
Good morning. My name is Tiff.
We know. you probably remember Tiff from some of her choice words she had 2 weeks ago. But we'll forgive her. She's back. And she's on a close watch here today. But yeah, Tiff's nice enough to join us, even though she has, what do you have today?
I have an 8:30 math exam.
That's like not even that
it's
hard.
Like, congrats.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is all about patting ourselves on the back, but it's also a little bit about having a pity party for yourselves where we just, you know.
Pity party.
I definitely plan to kill it.
Okay.
Not stressing about it. Someone, that's why I'm here.
Well, yeah.
Amazing.
You may be a beginner,
but I'm already a master.
The thing is, that is a line from Tiff's unbelievable 2-bar freestyle 2 weeks ago, and I quote it, and I always think like, oh, like, what is that song? It's Heat. Is that new Drake? Is that More Life? It's Tiff. It's a Tiff. I'm gonna play more background Brett Denon just to keep spirits high. Anyone got an idea for a theme today? Mina?
We gave you like several themes.
Yo,
where's
rejected
the love,
everyone.
Black Eyed Peas.
That's the whole theme is one song.
She said love. I don't know.
Let's do love.
Okay.
Indie rock show.
I think love is like a big undertone, overtone on this show. Wouldn't you say?
Well, lots of love in this.
This show is sponsored by Bumble, as always. Finding love tomorrow, today. But yeah, I've got no clue. Allie, get in the mix. Come on.
Get him.
If you live your whole life on the sidelines, I don't know. There's probably a second half to that quote. Bob, check in here.
I haven't been introduced yet. To live your life on the sidelines, you have less to lose.
So many people. After this song.
Are you telling me how to run my own show on your first day here? For that, you're going to step into the Five Fingers of Fire mandatory freestyle right now, live on air. Come on. Come on.
Nope.
I'll queue up the video.
No.
What do you want? Sneaking?
No.
Dissing?
Sneaking.
You know what? It's already 6:25 because I just, you know, really messed up this morning. Like an idiot. But I'm fine.
We're having a good time here.
I'm fine.
Are you fine?
Pete? Yeah.
If you keep repeating, I'm fine, you're okay. I told myself I wouldn't cry on air today, but it's, wow, we've had a journey. Maybe we do a little reminiscing. First show, you, me, Dave.
Mm.
Mm.
Dave recklessly using the keyboard, figuring out all its buttons.
Yeah, we almost got in a little trouble for trying to troubleshoot the board, which is, they specifically tell you not to do
when you're in here. We fixed it, though.
We didn't. We never. We did the whole show without mics, except mine. And then Adam came in, our like best friend, and he fixed it. He has Monday Morning Menace, best show on Monday mornings, past 7 o'clock. I'll say that. Yeah. So anyway, tempo's at an all-time low right now, naturally. So I'm gonna get that back up. The only way I know how. Music and then freestyle to come. What do you think about that?
Tune in.
As always, we'll be giving our social securities out live on air. That's our big appeal. I promised that early in the show, like first week, and it's
everybody
coming.
Shout out their social.
Erase your social. What's a good song?
Where is the love? Black Eyed Peas.
Does that have curse words in it?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Can you guarantee that?
No. Maybe. Probably not. It was on Kids Bop.
All right. Yeah, it's on Kids Bop, so we'll rip it. I feel it. I'm a little nervous about it.
Just
rip it.
It's your last show. I
want to do this again.
You will.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know. No love, where's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love?
Girl safety. Girl safety, you're not being an angry neighbor, you're being a friend. Dimma Dubstep coming up. Doug Dimmadome? Owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome? Here we go. Please don't give me an. Oh, here we go.
Pete, that was our first jinx on the air.
Jinx, you owe me a Sody Pop, which I. Here we go. Hey.
Hey, turn your mind. Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. Thank you for locating my long-lost son, Dale Dimmadome, heir to the Dimmsdale Dimmadome fortune. If there's anything I can ever do to repay you for your kindness, all you need to do is ask.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
That's right, Doug Dimmadome.
Owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Hey. Dimmadome. Owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
That's right,
Doug Dimmadome.
Are you studying?
No. I'm looking at...
Is that your freestyle?
It's an outline.
Obviously not a freestyle.
Okay. Don't hate.
Wait, get ready for this horrible dubstep drop. It makes your ears hurt.
Can you put a little volume?
Yeah, or you might have to listen there. Turn it off. That's so bad. It's really, really bad. Okay, what do I do here? This is really loud. Yeah, so that was bad. Sorry. What are we doing? I can't remember. Freestyles?
Not yet.
We're going to do the announcement.
Oh, PSA. All right, Mina, you want to do the PSA? Rip the mic there.
Can I read the title?
Yeah, go ahead and just speak directly into the mic.
Don't drink and drive, PSA. On February 9, 2014, drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister.
Woo! Oh my God.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way.
Another PSA, actually. One of our good friends, Wyan Ralter.
Wyan Ralter. Heard of him. Check the ticker tape.
Wyan Ralter showed me a video of him bringing some awareness about that announcement last night. You should really check it out, Pete.
That sounds like something I wouldn't want to hear about.
Shout out to Wyan Ralter also for making a video of all of the sophomores last night.
Yeah, yeah. Wyan put in some work. We have a pretty close sophomore class of ex-hockey players, except for one, but we don't talk about him. No, just kidding. Shout out that guy. You know who you are. Good guy. Good friend.
Blake Herger.
Anyway, so it's like a little memory, you know, walk down memory lane sort of thing. You know when you watch your team end of the year video, everyone's tearing up, they're playing Green Day, wake me up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Except that this video is more of the kind that would make your stomach turn.
Yeah.
And your pores sweat tequila.
Oh, gosh. I'm just thinking about how real that was, how raw. Tiff, you look itching to have your voice heard.
Nah, I mean, ask me a question. Would you rather... I promise I won't curse this time.
Sweat purple slime, or every time you fart, it's like green gas and everyone can see it.
Purple slime out of my pores, or green...
Yeah.
I'll take the green, green fart.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
I'll make...
It'll you guys... I don't know. I don't want to take a turn for the fart realm, but you guys did both promise me you'd fart on my feet.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think. On your feet.
When did we do that?
We were.
Yeah. Anyway.
Actually, I do remember.
I would totally fart on your foot.
It's not something I requested at all. You guys just unsolicited came up to me and they're like, "I guarantee you this will happen." And I've been living in fear ever since that day. Like, you know, it's almost worse than you having done it, because it's just like, when is it coming? When are they going to do it?
Maybe it's already happened.
That
as you sleep
at night. Unsettling.
Lock your door.
Balbs does have a tendency to come into my room. Like, I swear he has a, like, lockpick kit. It's just not safe out here anymore. Odds, Falk, in the corner. This is Audrey Falk.
You guys introducing me at 6:34?
Of course she was waiting for her intro, because that's how this show works. You can't speak until you're introduced.
I don't even think this mic works, does it?
It does. Well, can you talk into it?
Oh, there I am. Yeah, I don't think that one was working.
Oh. Wait, do we have to redo the PSA?
We might have to redo the PSA.
I feel like I heard it. Can you?
Mm-mm. I haven't.
Yeah, it's working.
Is it?
Yeah, tap it.
Oh, yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
I'm just going to do...
Just do mic 3.
Static.
Whatever.
Mic 3?
Mm. Oh, just what's up? Let's hear it.
Nah. I'm chilling.
All right, we'll play music, because no one wants to talk this morning.
Down. end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Would you rather, going around the room, get ready to hit those like hot topic issues. Okay, whoever wants it first, would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear or use someone else's toothbrush? Balbs.
Probably their underwear. I've done that.
Okay.
This week.
That's weird.
I got one for you, Pete.
All right.
Would you rather every 6 months have one of your teeth fall out, or once a year lick peanut butter off the bottom of a hobo's foot?
My teeth already fall out every 6 months, so I'm right there with you. But Peanut, I love peanut butter, so probably hobo.
That's very progressive of you.
What would you do?
I mean, you can always just wear like a gum shield, so I'd probably go with the tooth loss.
Oh, that's a good, yeah.
Dentures,
you could get
in
a whole new set of teeth, no problemo. All right, that one had a curse word in it. Would you rather pee yourself in public once a week or poop yourself in private daily?
No. I'll poop myself
Allie,
in private.
Allie, come on down.
Really? Definitely piss myself once a week, right?
In public?
I don't even care.
But you could prepare.
I peed in public at least three times this past week.
You could definitely prepare.
I'm pooping
you
could
prepare for the private poop.
But that's such an ordeal, though, you know?
Pooping It'd be like pants. Jeff, like you're just sitting in your bed casually, and then the next thing you know, you sit up and your shorts are full.
I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts. Okay. Would you rather always have to tell the truth or always lie? Who wants it?
Oh, damn.
Mina.
Always tell the truth?
Yes, that's wholesome. That's what this show is about.
Hashtag God Squad.
God Squad. I gotta put God first. JC.
Just a good person, you know?
Yeah. Okay, would you rather... Ooh. Hey.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey.
Would you rather be in the real-life American Horror Story or the real-life Walking Dead? That's a good one.
Real-life Walking Dead?
Yeah, I'm, like, into that. I'm a big zombie apocalypse guy.
We actually just watched the sickest zombie movie. Shout out to the Koreans for...
Train to Busan. Fuck
yeah. Is that...
It totally killed.
Tiff, again. Tiff, that is, you know, you just got your lifetime ban from the show. It's
Flash
always
out,
two-strike
so.
Policy. Tiff, thanks for coming.
Anyway, Train to Busan, I recommend it. Plugging it in. It's one of the... I liked it. One of the best zombie films.
There's
I've
nothing
seen.
That gets you more fired up than hypothetically thinking about dropping everything and surviving a zombie apocalypse.
On a train. On a moving train.
Oh, wow.
With no escape. And these zombies are fast.
Fast zombies, that's not fair. I don't believe in those. I believe
like
in zombies, but not the fast
War
ones.
World War Z zombies?
So, yeah,
those things move.
Yeah, they climb the whole Jerusalem thing.
Oh, yeah? 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 I did see it.
These zombies are fast.
I'll say this. Would you rather fight off a dog-sized cockroach or a horse-sized rat?
Dog-sized cockroach.
I don't know. Cockroaches are probably... You don't think the cockroach would kill you?
But a horse-sized rat, like rats already bite as it is, and they're infested with... I mean, so are cockroaches, but...
You don't know what kind of dog, too. It could be like a chihuahua size. You're fine. Just
what kind
easy
of horse
punt.
Are you talking
here? A punt, that's all
that's
you
a
need.
Better question. Kentucky Derby happened this weekend for those who love
Shout
horses.
Shout out, Mom.
Your mom's from Kentucky.
She's at the Derby.
What? Oh, that's so fun. I was going to shout out Angie. Because she rides horses, but she doesn't race horses, so it's a little different.
Shout out Angie.
Would you rather immerse yourself in a bathtub of spiders or a bathtub of tobacco spit?
Tobacco spit.
Tobacco spit. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Balbs already does that.
Mm-hmm.
Receive a lifetime supply of meals from your favorite restaurant or receive free gas for life. What do you think?
Yeah, you guys don't even need me to answer that question.
Yeah, we already know.
I'd say gas.
You can go anywhere.
Yeah, gas, right? It's frugal. Okay. That's enough of that.
Would you rather freeze to death or burn to death?
Freeze to death or what?
Or burn to death.
Well, that's really, really dark.
Think about the cat right now, Pete. Think about how brutal
I would
that
definitely
could
freeze to death.
Yeah.
Is drowning an option?
Can you say lube on the radio?
Lubey.
Moist. Moist. We do it once a show. Can you guys hear that?
No.
Really? Try now.
Now I can. You know
what it is. Ravioli, ravioli.
Hey. All right. It's 6:45 in the morning.
Pete, I wrote a couple bars for you last night. Can I
Get
the beat softly in the background as I let you know how I came to this?
of course.
I don't know. I trust you. I don't even have headphones, so I'll just rip it.
What beat?
I really don't care what beat.
I need headphones, too, if someone wants to dish those out to me. Are these, like, at a decent volume? Hello? Oh, wow, that's nice. I can hear myself. It's refreshing. What beat do you want?
I trust you. I'm giving you complete autonomy.
I'm giving you the check beat because it's my favorite beat.
Okay. So last night, under the influence of my own product, you know what they say, get high on your own supply. Hello, Hydro. Anyways, I'm having one of these blue dreams, and I get hit with this thought that I owe Pete a song about the lads. So this one goes out to the lads. Just a couple bars for you, Pete. Here we go. It's the end of the year, going out with the lads. It feels great. Stay running this place like Jameis Winston, Florida State.
Oh,
rolling
good.
Past you on my skates, they call me the Great Eight. Cash the check and bounce, I just stole your bank, you irate. But it's too late, watch me meditate as I matriculate into a new state of great fate. Eight.
That was like a poem. Oh, wow.
Woo!
Besides, wow.
Woo.
Florida State, good reference, because you know I had a dream about Florida State recently.
I was actually supposed to start the whole thing by going, oh.
Oh, yeah, you were. That would have been fitting.
Forgot.
But no. All right.
Shout out Jameis
awesome.
Winston.
Tiff, what do you got for us? Same beat or new beat?
No, we can keep this beat. Let me just kind of go off of,
Okay.
Hey. So it's Pete's last show, and he brought all his hoes.
Woo!
I know I shouldn't curse, but things could be worse. It's perverse. Steal his purse. Watch this verse. Out here with all our friends, reminiscing on the past, never dismissing, cause this show is now his last. End apartheid. Is that too political? Don't be critical. I'm only analytical.
Okay.
And then we're going to end it there because, you know.
Wow, Tiff, thank you so much.
Woo!
Quick apology to anyone who's listening, our listener.
Quick apology to all of
I thought I could rein in. Please stop. I thought I could rein in my guests, but I can't. I just feel. I'm sorry. But good freestyle.
There's one.
There's more.
There's no more.
Can I read them before next time?
No. You said you'd eat it. The curse.
Oh my gosh.
Lifetime ban?
Lifetime ban for sure. You can't come back. But, you know, that's great because we probably just won't have a show now.
You will. You will.
I hope.
We're bringing the heat.
Actually,
just know. We don't need to get into it. All right, freestyles for all the new guests. Mandatory. Come on, even McIntyre threw one. Doug Dimmadome.
Just start rhyming.
Yeah, just go.
Timing. Diming.
Oh, shining.
Ooh,
crying.
Rhyming.
Rhyming. Vibing.
Audrey.
Dining.
Check the flow.
I've done my time.
Yeah, she's paid her dues
Check
here.
Check the tape. She was here.
Check the ticker.
I really don't think this might.
It does. You just need to speak into it.
Flow, row, bow.
Maybe just share with Balbo.
Oh, do you want this one?
Yeah.
I don't think that one worked at all.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Haiku.
Oh, no, not for.
Allie, you gotta get in. I'm sorry. Rules are rules.
That's a good one.
Hey.
Oh, I'm nervous.
You gotta get ready.
Okay.
I'm nervous. Hey.
Okay. I'm really small. My friends are tall.
Hey.
I'm gonna buy Balbs or Shaw.
Hey, Shaw, woo!
That's it. I tried.
You tried, okay. Great.
I didn't have to do it.
Alright. Mina, about to step into the booth.
I'm small. Let's get it, Mina.
My head is small.
What?
I'm small. Hey. My hands are small. Hey. That's for. Hey.
I don't know if I can
Mina.
Do this, guys. Come on, Mina.
Mina.
Am I creative enough?
Mina, we're all the creative type. I play tennis, go.
I was in bed this morning.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay, gotta keep going. Wanted to come, but I was exhausted.
Hey, true. Hey, let's hear it.
I made it out, though. Now
here. Loving it, great Pete. You're the best.
Yeah.
Woo! Pete loved that.
I'm
way
literally
too much.
Sweating doing this.
Your flow is incredible, first of all, and any patronizing lyrics are much appreciated on this show. I'll rip one.
I just got so unnecessarily nervous for that.
Oh, it's terrifying, really. All right, let's see what I can cook up here. I only eat red meat. Wow. Okay, this might be a little hard.
Give yourself a layup on the meat.
Okay. This is our last show, and I'm really just, before we hit the final freestyle of Metal World Monday, just want to thank listener for listening. We didn't hit record numbers today, but we are almost at double digits, so that's something to be proud of in its own. Okay, here goes. Hey, Tiff. It's a Tiff.
Oh, this is a good beat.
Hey. The thing about my show is it's a party, think you know this. I'm the quarterback and my running back is in motion. I be planting rhymes in my garden, be steady growing. And in the RD, we keep the Bacardi flowing. Hey, money coming faster, money coming faster. She is a beginner, she is not a master. Mike Jordan out looking for a seventh ring. And I ain't stopping till I hear the fat lady sing. Ooh. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Yeah, that was a flame at Tiff.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Metal World Pete, Mr. Make You Move Your Feet, Mr. Flexing on the Beat, Mr. Putting on a Show, Mr. Selling Out the Seat, Mr. Hey, hey, Mr. Wake Up All the Sheep, Wake Up Sheeple! 6:52 in the morning, freestyle bars, had to roast Tiff, had to be done. Because she keeps cursing on my show. And then you did it intentionally, which hurt my feelings. But we're all fine here.
I was told that word was okay. I sincerely deeply apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I'm going under the bus.
The authority
Bounce.
Absolutely not true. I approved a swear word. I did not approve that one.
Which one did you approve? Don't tell me now. Tell me now. Yeah, obviously don't tell me now. We have time for like two songs if we really like every day we rip Yin Yang Twins, Fist Pump, Jump Jump. So we might end with that. But I don't know what we're gonna do, frankly. I'm just gonna play some songs we've played from past playlists for listener who's been with us the whole ride. From 2006 day, where we were talking about middle school, to spring into summer, to Expose Ham Mondays, we did the music industry a lot of favors that day. What do you want to hear, Balbs?
Can we do the Friends soundtrack?
Yeah, maybe at the end.
That's a good song.
Anyway, I feel like we all did pretty well again. I think we might have...
I never told you you're my one.
This is the last show, and I just want to thank everyone for listening and everyone who came on the show, which includes Dave, who's kind of dead to me, but he was a big part of some of the best shows we had. Angie, of course. Odds Falk, who's been a great participant here. We got Mina for the first time. Allie, who lifted her lifetime ban. Tiff, who received one today. And, of course, the man who's been here the whole time, Nick Balboa. Really appreciate what you've done for this show. Couldn't have done it without you.
Love your show, Pete. Yeah. It's a true honor to have been on it.
And yeah,
I've got to listen to a lot of amazing music in the last 5 weeks.
It's been a blast. Really like my favorite thing to do here on campus. So please don't kick me off the air, because it's really fun for me. So I'll send you off. Very last Metal World Pete song, at least for now, hopefully not ever. This is a song that reminds me of my dad, and it's a morning song, and it's just one of my favorite songs by The Rascals. I guess I haven't been announcing songs, but, you know, might as well get it right this time. It's called A Beautiful Morning. So thank you so much. This has been Metal World Pete signing off, maybe for the last time. Thank you guys so much for listening and being fans and everyone being so nice. And
thanks, Pete.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. Thanks, guys.
It's a beautiful sunshine caresses each new wave.